Hello, good morning. Welcome to morning prayer. Do come on in. Find a seat, grab a blanket if you need one. My name's Phil, part of the community here. It's good to welcome you to morning prayer. For some opening responses, if I can invite you to join in the words in bold. Life-giving God, the world lies open before you, and you summon the day to dawn. Open our being, and we shall show life. Open our hearts, and we shall show love. Open our mouths, and we shall show praise. Our Bible reading this morning is Psalm 31. The words will be on the screen as we go through, but should you wish to follow it in the Chapel Bibles, it's on page 559. We'll read it in groups of verses together. If I can invite us to join together in the odd-numbered verses, which are the verses in bold. And then after each little group of verses, we'll pause for a moment with a little thought for prayer. So Psalm 31. In you, Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness. Turn your ear to me. Come quickly to my rescue. Be my rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me. Since you are my rock and my fortress, for the sake of your name, lead and guide me. Keep me free from the trap that is set for me, for you are my refuge. Into your hands I commit my spirit. Deliver me, Lord, my faithful God. So today, at this time in our lives, what do we need to offer into God's hands? What do we need to trust to God's safekeeping? What might God's hands be like? I hate those who cling to worthless idols. As for me, I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in your love, for you saw my affliction and knew the anguish of my soul. You have not given me into the hands of the enemy, but have set my feet in a spacious place. A spacious place. Sometimes it can feel as though we're hemmed in the valley on either side. Yet from a different perspective, we see that the valley bottom is wider. There is perhaps more space. The image on the screen is Kettlewell, for those who don't know. So let us pray that God would set our feet in a spacious place, that we would see God's provision, God's placing of us into that spacious place. Be merciful to me, Lord, for I am in distress. My eyes grow weak with sorrow, my soul and body with grief. My life is consumed by anguish and my years by groaning. My strength fails because of my affliction and my bones grow weak. Because of all my enemies, I am the utter contempt of my neighbours and an object of dread to my closest friends. Those who see me on the street flee from me. I am forgotten as though I were dead. I have become like broken pottery. For I hear many whispering, terror on every side. They conspire against me and plot to take my life. Of course, life does not always feel spacious. There are times when we are acutely aware of our weaknesses, our grief, our anguish, our groaning, our distress, our afflictions, as the psalmist lists. However we are this morning, let us offer our weaknesses to God. A broken piece of pottery. Let us hold them. Let us hold them in his presence. But I trust in you, Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hands. Deliver me from the hands of my enemies, from those who pursue me. Let your face shine on your servant. Save me in your unfailing love. Let me not be put to shame, Lord, for I have cried out to you. But let the wicked be put to shame and be silent in the realm of the dead. Let their lying lips be silenced, for with pride and contempt they speak arrogantly against the righteous. How abundant are the good things that you have stored up for those who fear you, that you bestow in the sight of all, on those who take refuge in you. In the shelter of your presence, you hide them from all human intrigues. You keep them safe in your dwelling from accusing tongues. There may be accusing tongues, voices, words trying to pull us down. Yet God has good things stored up for those who fear him. He offers us a place of refuge, a place of shelter, where we can find safety beneath his promises of love. We can know the delights of his face shining upon us. Praise be to the Lord, for he has showed me the wonders of his love. When I was in a city under siege, in my alarm I said, I am cut off from your sight. Yet you heard my cry for mercy when I called to you for help. Love the Lord, all his faithful people. The Lord preserves those who are true to him, but the proud he pays back in full. Be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord. We are invited to put our hope in God. We may not always feel strong. We may find ourselves wandering, lost perhaps on the journey. God is the one who restores us, who preserves us, who hears the cry of our hearts and comes to meet us.
Yes, Signore.
Now and forever. Amen. May we do this day on earth as the saints do in heaven. May we live this day in your light and walk in the hope of your kingdom. Amen. Breakfast will be served downstairs in a few moments. Thank you for joining us for prayers. You're welcome to stay here in chapel if you wish.
Yes,